The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. And our phone lines here, 605-4567. Let me turn myself down here a little bit. Okay. Oh, much better. Whoever comes in on the weekends must have bad ears. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Here it is, the 18th of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm today.
Good morning.
Ashley's the name of my granddaughter.
Yeah, we're about ready to go see Ashley. Yeah. So we were talking to her yesterday.
And of course, I'm here with Linda.
Good morning, everybody. Let's give you an update on the weather. It's going to be sunny today with our temperatures around 78. Our overnight lows will be 47. Tuesday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 68 and our overnight lows of 47. As we look out at the studios right now, it is absolutely breathtakingly beautiful. Did you have a great week? And it's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. And Wednesday calls for sunny and breezy with a high of 66. Clear and breezy, then low of 44. Now, when we have these breezy days, we still do not have burn permits, so don't even think about it. You can probably wait till, you know, after Thanksgiving.
Well, exactly. Until it rains is the idea.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Love our sponsors this Monday morning as we go and appreciate those people who have stayed with us. I don't know. What do you think that's happened over the weekend? That's like, you want to talk a little bit about headlines?
I wanted to see. We went to see Midway.
Yes.
Now, if you're looking for a deep, romantic, passionate type of movie, this is not it. If you're looking at a movie that is based on history and was the pivotal battle in the Pacific and perhaps in the Pacific War, and the story of it, how it happened, and the people that fought it. The Japanese and Americans made this movie together, by the way.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that.
Were you looking it up afterwards?
No, it was, it was there. I've read that. And so you kind of had both sides there. And you had, and it started in 1937, though this is not a tedious movie. It's not a long, it's not an extraordinary long. It shows how it was set up with, Yamamoto and a junior naval officer named Layton, who then went on to become like the director of intelligence for the Navy, but was the one that turns out to be Spruance's number one man and in his intel, and how they broke the different codes, and the guy behind it, and all this based on history, and the guy behind it working off all these code breakers used part of the code breakers was the Navy band. After the attack on Pearl Harbor, he says, we have no place for a band, but because they understand rhythm and rhythms, and this is what code breaking is. This is what this is what the messages were. It's a rhythm. If you can get into the rhythm of it, you can start breaking it down.
Isn't that amazing?
And which they did.
I love our musicians.
And it told the story of, like three different pilots and a couple of the enlisted their gunners. That, your dad, in fact, flew on just one of the things he did, not in World War II, but afterwards, he flew in the back seat of a dive bomber.
Right.
And for several times. And then Rivers Anselmo, whom a lot of people still know, his dad was a Marine during World War II, and he was a gunner.
Wow.
In the back seat of these dive bombers. And I tell you, and of course, there's a lot of, the special effects and all this. But when these guys come up, make this turn and come straight down, hurtling straight down at their target, and which is the way
knowing
they
that
did
they
it.
Die any minute because
which is and yeah because there's you know there's you know there's all types of tracers coming up and flat, but that's the way you did it with the dive bomb. You came straight down at them to about 2,000 feet from 12,000 feet. And then just you pulled it out, and you dropped your you know,
our
you
greatest
your
generation,
bomb.
And many things that we learned, or I learned specifically on the Battle of the Midway, was that it was unorthodox. Again, you were talking about the musicians, and you know, they really had to go on. Basically, the highest in command had to go by gut,
yeah.
And putting people in charge that were that the guy that was. That finally said this is when they're going to attack. It was 5 miles off, according to this movie, 5 miles off, 5 minutes off from when the attack began. And so that was purely like a speculation that somebody had to trust.
Their best estimates, and that's all intel is. And many times it's your estimate of where the enemy's going to be and where the enemy, and what the enemy has. And they happened to catch them at when they were switching the armament over from their land attack to going after ships is when the Americans caught them. And the first group of torpedo planes and the dive bombers came in, they shot down every one of them. Every one of them, they just kept coming at them. And that was the one that George Bush, the president, was. He was flying one of those planes which was shot down, and he watched the battle.
Watched the whole thing, oh my goodness.
From there, yeah. So the
tenacity. Hey.
But it was an incredible. It was done very well. It told the stories of specific, and then at the end, it told what happened to them. You know, some of them went on to become admirals. One of them, who won the Navy Cross, the nation's second highest award for bravery, put a bomb on two separate carriers, the only pilot ever to do that in one day.
Yeah,
in
that was
a one
amazing.
Day battle.
And they named the award after him, right? The
The one that led the attack squadron, McCuskey.
McCuskey.
The Navy still has an award for the best attack squadron, and it's named after him because they kept pushing the attack forward. He came back, shot up. It was of tenacity, like you said, not giving up in the fight, because it was the fight that was going to decide so much in the Pacific. The Japanese were going to sink. If they sank our carriers, then it would have been
Seattle and San Francisco.
Well, who knows? But
our world would have been different.
It opened up with the after 1930, the attack on Pearl Harbor, and the mistake that the Japanese made because they didn't wait till the carriers came back. And they didn't destroy the oil fields. If they had destroyed the oil fields, it would have taken months to get the oil back into Hawaii to be able to use it as a launching point. So it was good.
It was really good. Okay, so we've got a wonderful morning ahead of us, and I just want you to know that we are going to have the Madrigal Singers in here at 7:30. And if you're fortunate enough to be the caller, lucky caller, there will be two tickets. Now, many of us know that these are coveted tickets.
It may be sold out.
Sure, and it's an annual thing, so we do have a little restrictions and stuff on that. But you know, I don't know about you, and we're going to talk about a couple things here in the 15 minutes. We do have a lot to cover headlines. I don't know about you, our loyal listeners, but I do get exhausted with the Trump impeachment, the various headlines. Flipping through the channels, football scandals. I just get really exhausted. And of course, I just want to quickly talk about the New York Times editor says Trump has put his reporters' lives at risk. The executive editor of the New York Times has accused Donald Trump of putting his reporters' lives at risk by subjecting them to personal abuse and describing them as enemies of the people. Have we just gone?
Well, they've described him as an enemy of the nation and a dictator and a traitor and everything else.
But there seems to be a lot of nye. There's just name calling, the teeter totter. It just feels, I don't know. I don't know about you, but it exhausts me.
I think it's starting. You know, I think that's why people are starting not to make. It doesn't make any difference to people anymore. And, you know, a lot of people, like I used to watch the different channels, but I don't anymore because, you know, frankly, it's all spin, depending on which way you want to look at it. I don't even, you know what, and so many people, 60% of the people in a Pew Research poll don't trust the press, don't trust it. And another 25% think that they've got their own, you know, their own agendas. So that's, you know, it's like 80% of the people don't trust the media to give them the story. And so when you get to that, we'll talk about, there is a series, and it's called The Crown, I think. And there was a time in the 60s when the economy was going through bad times, and there was a thought for almost like a coup and taking over Parliament and the House of Commons and interesting on what Lord Mountbatten said when they asked him to lead the coup, the five things you needed to make it work. And so I think we should talk about that, because everybody's talking about Trump is going to stay in. It's going to be, you know, he wants to have a coup. And then, you know, they use the word coup to take him out, which is kind of strange because you might take Trump out, but then you got Pence. And so, I mean, it's not like you're taking the whole, you would have to take out the whole administration, but there's even more to it than that. But, we got to take a break here. Now, Sleep Number is going forward again.
They're going forward again.
You know what? It's getting close to Thanksgiving. And they would, you know, they think, or I shouldn't say they think, how thankful people will be if they could have a good night's sleep.
Well, you know, I think it is.
And it depends on so many things.
Can I kind of say this is the people's mattress? And we're talking about the people. This is a people's mattress because there's something for everybody. And this is the truth. We sleep on it. So I'm just telling you that I was a little under the weather yesterday. So I did some bedtime. And I like the fact that I can cush myself any way I want from 1 to 100 with a Sleep Number setting. So I usually vary between 45 and 55. I went down to 30. I just needed something like that. And that's the beautiful part of, you're not just going to have the same mattress. So it is the people's mattress. I do believe that. And it's great for couples because I can do my Sleep Number setting and Carl can do his Sleep Number setting.
My Sleep Number setting is 60 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. As of last night, it changes though because she's like that.
Because I'm like that. I'm a Gemini.
Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed that adjusts to you as you move during the night. And right during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save an incredible 50% on the Sleep Number 360, a limited edition smart bed. And for a limited time, only at a Sleep Number store, which is down in the Target Shopping Center. Just go on in there. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. Try it out. How much is a good night's sleep worth? What a great Christmas present. Think about that. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:18 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. Here today on Monday, the 18th of November.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here, and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churnbrook.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning and welcome back to our Monday edition here of KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Carl and Linda Botts. Free Fire Radio.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's the 18th. Well, we're going to be talking a little bit, you
about
know,
all this stuff,
president,
yeah.
But this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms
Instruction.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Hey, Ted Lighty has been doing this for over 10 years here, and he has built himself the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. There isn't a type of class on firearms, from rifles, long-range rifles, to tactical rifles, to, of course, your CCW classes, advanced, defense of your house, and even unarmed combat. All of this under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Ron.
Yes, good morning. You know, you talked about the code breakers. I think it was the code breakers that found out, I guess he was Admiral Yamamoto at the time.
Yes.
And, excuse me. Anyhow, he was going to go visit his troops, and they found out where he was going to be and where he was going to go. Anyhow, they sent, I think they were P-38, they were twin-engine fighter planes, and they intercepted him and took him out. But they never said a word because they didn't want the Japanese to realize that they had broken their code, so that's how they knew where he was at. So anyhow, that's, and also you said you saw that movie. Is it playing here in Reading?
Yes, it is at the 14 of is it Regal Theaters up
there? No, Cinema 14.
Cinema 14. We saw it yesterday at 12:20. You can go to the theater, but what we ended up doing was go online and buy your specific seat. But you can just go online and find out. But no, it's really good.
You can just
very good.
In.
You would enjoy it. And they do talk about that Admiral Yamamoto.
Yamamoto, what happened to him at the end?
Afterwards, yeah, no. They do a whole.
In fact, Ron, I saw a a lecture at the Smithsonian by the pilot that flew that mission years ago.
And I've seen some of the footage. I have some of that footage. You can buy those newsreels, and I have seen the footage. I guess there was obviously there was a camera on board that aircraft that shot him down.
Oh yeah, and not only that, the guy told a story about that and how he literally, because it was so far, that when he was coming back, his engines quit, ran out of gas, and he dead-sticked it into the runway, coming back. But yeah, they knew where he was at, and he was shot down over a small atoll, and yeah, it was good point.
Well, thanks a lot, Ron. Thanks for your call, Ron. And we have another caller on the phone this morning, Dolores. Good morning, and what's on your mind?
Yes, I have a comment.
Yes.
We're ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was already.
You're live. You are live on the show right now.
Oh, boy. yes. You know how you were talking about the impeachment and Trump, how, you know, basically it drains you to hear, you know, what's going on. Well, in the same time, I look at it a positive way, you know, because before, you know, we didn't know what was going on. And now we do, and I do believe it's waking up America. I mean, a lot of people's waking up to realize we have so much corruption everywhere. And thank God for Donald Trump, because he's the only one who's able to, you know, bring out what he's been, you know, bringing out to for us to realize there's so much going on out there.
There is a lot going on, and there's so much that when you think about the number of you know, the dislike and even the hatred for this man from people, right, when it's a lot of things are based on the fact that he's never been accepted as being elected as the president of the United States. Hillary Clinton is still talking about it. And Hillary Clinton said the other day, oh, many, 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 many people are asking her to run again. You know, frankly, good. Get in there, Hillary. Good. Get in there. I hope she does, because every week somebody else wants to join in. Bloomberg joined in. The former governor of Massachusetts said he's going to run. The Democrats are here, and they have no clear picture of anything except they don't like Trump. Yeah, and that's not going to – that's not
– Well, thanks for
– desperate. You know, so, oh, one more thing I would like to let you know. Are you there?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Just to remind everybody, there's going to be a meeting tomorrow, the Board of Supervisor, and there's going to be another one, two more in December, for people to, you know, hopefully they attend the Board of Supervisor meeting, because this is important regarding, you know, the sheriff position. So we are hoping to get John Green to be appointed. So if people could attend that meeting, support John Green. You know, the next meeting's tomorrow, and the other one is December 10 and December 17, and hopefully
I think on December 12th. I think on the 12th. I think it's the 12th, and they said they're going to make a decision there. And John Green, who ran for sheriff last time and got like 48% of the vote, said he wants that job also, as does Eric McGreaney, who is the undersheriff right now. So it's going to be interesting. We'll probably have, we're going to try and have, I don't know if we can do it before then, but we're going to try and have both of them on, you know, at different times, so people can listen to them. Okay. Thanks a lot, Dolores.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, you know, I wanted to close with something, Carl. You know, we both have been, I don't know what it is. Maybe we got a little bit of a football bug or sports bug happening right now, and we talked to your daughter, and they have the red ticket. They're a sports family. She said there's not a day that they're not watching sports together,
the kids,
but they're also
sports. Yeah, everybody. Yeah.
The kids are totally, and that means the parents are also in sports, because every weekend they're doing sports every night of the week. Well, it seems the NFL is looking for the next generation of stars, ages 9 through 12. Now, get this. The NFL is looking, they launched a casting call Sunday asking parents and youth coaches of boys and girls ages 9 to 12 to submit videos of the kids' best moves on the football field for a chance to attend Super Bowl 54 in Miami and to appear in a follow-up commercial to last year's epic star-studded banquet spot that kicked off the league's 100th season. Remember that?
Yeah. No, I didn't. I don't,
well,
no.
Yeah, they all did. He had all a bunch of former stars. In that spot, some of the games, great from past and present, fought over a golden football, the top of the
you
top, a giant
I
cake.
I do remember that. I do remember that.
It was
that.
Cute. Yes. It was very tongue-in-cheek. Right. So I just think that's very interesting. Going, they're going to pick a handful of kids that the parents have sent out. I think there's a period of there's a matter of like 34 that are going to be actually cast in this commercial.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So because why, you know what? It is so difficult to become a professional football player. Of all the thousands that start, and then you know the ones that play in high school, and then there's a very small and there's a relatively small percentage of them go on to college, but then from all these colleges into the NFL, it's like it's your chances of making it in pro football are very, very slim. But people keep trying, and we still see these people that are just, you know, incredibly gifted athletically out there.
And anyway, the Super Bowl of musical events is coming up, and we're going to talk about that right after our break here with the Shasta High Madrigal Singers. We're so excited. They're going to fill the room with music, and we're going to be giving a pair of tickets away. We'll be right back after these messages.
Until we tell you to call, though. In this portion of the show, brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. And she does magic when it comes to finding the type of insurance to protect your home, fire insurance. That's Judy Maxwell. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead non nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit 5starbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Today is the 18th of November, and it's about 55 degrees going up to, what, 78 today. Wow. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Hey, use this time. This is the time of the year where you visit your folks or you visit other family members, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all this. If you have, you know, and your parents, if they're getting kind of senior, you take this time to look around the house, to see if there, if there's bills mounting up, if the house is as clean as you, as it used to be, maybe perhaps, you know, things in the refrigerator need to be taken out. But this is a time to see if everybody in your family is doing well. And if they need some assistance, it's Home Helpers, Sharon Clark and her team. I can't think of a better person that I would have to take care of my loved ones than Sharon Clark and the people that work with her. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com.
You know, it's that time of year we're very excited about the 40th annual Shasta High School Magical Dinner that is going to be held on Wednesday through Saturday evenings, December 4th through 7th and the 11th through the 14th at the most beautiful Frank Lloyd Wright Design Pilgrim Congregational Church. Now, if you're looking for, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do, if there's one thing you do during the holidays, this is it. And tickets sell out. In fact, they may be sold out, but we are very fortunate and blessed to be able to give to our, some of our listeners today a few of these tickets.
We
but
have
it
two
is a marvelous
two sets of two.
It's a marvelous authentic feast. The program is going to include vocal drama, instrumental entertainment. Let's just also talk about how fabulous the costumes are. The costumes, you are transported, and with us this morning is Gavin Spencer, who is the director and the man who has really brought his, you brought this wonderful tradition together with your expertise, and we commend you and all the work you've done with Shasta High and putting this group together every single year. It's magical.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Mean it.
Did you
I
say
mean
it's
it.
Magical or madrigal?
It's both.
It's both.
It's whatever.
Good
you
morning,
want.
Buddy.
Good morning.
You know, we see you about once a year, except sometimes we see you in other places. And because we know you now, after 10 years, that we can say hello. You were up where? At the doggy park.
At the doggy park.
You must have, I hope you have doggies. Maybe you're taking the cast out for a run to build up their lungs or something.
So let's talk a little bit. Carl's going to talk guy stuff, but I want to get right down into the musical aspect of it. You guys start rehearsing and auditioning for the Madrigals when?
The last week of September, we audition, and then October, November is our 2 months to put the thing together.
Now, when you go through the audition process, what do you ask the students to do?
The audition process is different than our musical. Like, when we do our musical auditions, kids are singing, they're acting, the normal things. For the Madrigal Dinner, it's more of a leadership thing. I already have my singers in place for the Madrigal Dinner, and so we have the kids learning how to tell jokes and entertain people. Some people have lines they have to memorize, but this one is mostly just about how exciting can you be as you're telling stories or telling jokes. So that's what we have the kids do in auditions.
And you really, the food is cooked in the kitchen, and the families, moms and dads, or is it all student participation as far as cooking in the kitchen, like preparing and serving?
So we We have a lot of our food prepared, actually, at Shasta High School with our food prep staff, and they are awesome. You would never, you wouldn't think school food is delicious, the stuff that they prepare. But everything behind the scenes as far as all of the food, making sure it stays warm, putting the salads together, making sure the rolls get out, that's all done by parent volunteers behind the scenes. It takes about 100 parents a night to put together.
100 parents a night. So we completely – I mean, this is such a big – undertaking.
If you have not been there, it's hard to imagine, but you picture the whole cast in a costume. From the time you stop, you walk in there, be sure to have your royal name instead of having to come up with something like Sir Otto. Yeah. When you walk in. No, you've got to have it together.
How many students are here in the room right now?
Well, at least 12.
Gavin. 15?
15 students showed up this morning. I said, good morning, class. Where are our sopranos? And they were totally present. This is what I love about this group. Completely present, ready to go. You know they got to go to school today, but they're ready to sing on the air. So let's start with a number.
All right. Let's sing Wassail. That's our it's the song that gets the dinner and gets the party started.
Bring the fire extinguisher in here in case she catches on fire. Okay.
Wassail, all over the town. Our trusty is white and our emmet is brown. Our bowl is made of the white maple tree. With the wassailing bowl, we'll drink to thee.
Okay, was that perfect?
I would assume it's perfect.
No, it was just perfect. I had the soprano on my right, the bass on my left, and it was just like I couldn't be happier to be in stereo mode here.
You're a singer.
I was in madrigals in high school, but we didn't have this kind of thing. We used to go to, retirement homes, and we had four girls and four boys. But this is just such a gift. I mean, this is something I want to share with the students forever and ever in your life. You will remember these songs. You'll wake up when you're 30 and you're 40, and why am I going to sail? Because you'll be remembering. It's a definite imprint on your life.
I can't
tell
you.
And Gavin and having a great teacher. What else do we have? We've got a few more minutes. We have another song?
We can stretch this out a little bit because there's some things I want to talk about here.
They may be on a media roll.
How many? Yeah. Do you have to be someplace at 8?
No.
Nah. Okay.
We're good.
How many people have been here on the station before? Have been in here before? It's okay. I mean, you're not going to be held responsible
if you don't remember.
Okay.
It's early.
Because we've seen a number of y'all in here, and it's always you were the princess, or you were the from.
I was Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
In Little Mermaid, that's what it was. Yes. Okay, and but the number of you see a lot of the same kids because they're really into the art. And the reason they're into the art, in my belief, is because of teachers and the enthusiasm of the faculty and the parents. This is kind of like being a soccer mom when you're a theater and music mom, where you have to be taking you back and forth all the time to the different places.
I don't know, Gavin, what do you think?
I know it is. Oh, heck yeah, these parents are driving these kids around everywhere.
Right. So it's such dedication. It takes a team, and we're really – okay, if you're listening – and you are the second caller. Ashley's there waiting for you. Will receive two tickets, but we're going to take your phone number because not that there's a catch. We've got the gift certificate, but you are going to have to call and redeem your ticket. So give us a call at 605-4567.
Second caller.
And those tickets for December 4th, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yes, Wednesday, December 4th. And so give us a call, 605-4567. We're going to take a quick break and come back because I want to talk more. I want to get our singers into this, a number of them, to tell us what they think of this and, how long they've been in it. And if, when Linda talks about waking up and singing the Wassail, I can tell you that's true. I mean, I don't know. I've woke up a couple of times listening to somebody singing it and thinking to myself, That's a strange alarm I have at 5 o'clock in the morning. But okay, we're gonna take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. They have an assortment of jewelry ranging from estate jewelry to jewelry that they can design for you. and build it for you and bring in gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, Linda's favorite spot to go when I'm out hunting. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:44 in the morning, 54 degrees out there.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
See.
And Janice Porty, you won the tickets from last segment. We do have two more by the gracious goodness of our choir director here.
Gavin Spencer.
Gavin Spencer. Howie, welcome back, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are we going to bring a couple people up to talk on the microphone?
Let's bring the jester. The jester plays a integral part of everything that happens. Aren't you like the MC?
Yes, I'm basically the host.
You're the host
you
for all
this. You are basically
and
the
what's your
host.
Name?
Hunter Rogerson.
Okay, Hunter. So how long have you been in the Madrigals?
The Madrigal Choir, this is my first year in the Madrigal Choir, but I've been a part of the Madrigal Dinner all 4 years.
That's right, because you have to kind of like earn your way up in here, so you have to serve turkey legs.
Yeah.
That's right. Have you had any like, incidents you want to tell us about, like gravy?
I don't really think I had
okay.
any big incidents.
Thank you.
You've
That's
done
nice.
Well.
We
You've
want to hear
well.
About like the positive part of not slipping on the floor from spilled food. We want to hear about what it is to be a jester, and what does that mean for you?
Well, my mom was actually jester 21 years ago, so the costume that I'm wearing, my grandma actually made when she got jester.
I love that!
So it's
and that was Gavin's, what, 10th year now?
I was not here.
That's a wonderful story. Yeah. Your grandma, see, generational.
Yeah, my family's been a part of the Madrigal Dinner consecutively for over 30 years.
Well,
and,
we're
and
celebrating
Gavin, there's
40.
A lot of, don't you have a lot of that, though? I mean, aren't there, like, legacy Madrigals?
Yeah, there. I have a lot of families that have, you know, several kids coming through from the same families.
Yeah, but 31 years.
That makes my heart sing.
Oh, my gosh. That's
okay,
great.
So we have a gentleman over here wearing his Madrigal 2019, which means obviously you've been in the show before, or is this your first time?
No, I have been. Oh, sorry. Yes, I have been here before. This is actually my third year in the Madrigal Choir, fourth year at Madrigal Dinner.
And tell us about your role.
So I am actually one of the knights in the Madrigal Dinner, and it's actually a really important role because in rehearsals and throughout the dinner, we are basically the ones who protect the queen and king. We serve them. We enforce posture and make sure everybody's doing the right thing in the castle.
You enforce posture.
Oh, yes.
You mean among the other Madrigals, right?
Yeah, even the Madrigals.
Oh, are you talking about coming out into the audience and enforcing?
Oh, no, we don't do that.
No, we don't. Oh, now, what's your name?
Just the cast. I'm Nikolai Belikov.
I'm sorry?
Nikolai Belikov.
Okay. And
well, we take things very seriously at the castle.
You have.
It's from the first rehearsal, it's all about posture, etiquette, respect. And the royal court is they're above everybody. I mean, they learn that. And then everyone aspires to be in the royal court or a madrigal singer when they're young.
So I would like to talk to our young knight here and ask, how does this carry over into your personal life as well as in your studies at school?
So it actually is really important because it teaches you good time management skills, and it gives you something to really be invested in school, and that actually helps motivate people to do schoolwork and do it well, because you're part of something that's greater than you, and that can really make people happy and be excited and actually want to go to school.
That's positive. And while you were talking, some of your classmates were shaking when you said time management. They're like, mm-hmm.
Well, some people don't always have the best time management, you know.
Everybody was here this morning, like I said, present. Let's do one more song. Gavin, do you have something else planned that
you
can give us?
We've got plenty of time here. But there's a young lady right there. Come on up here. You.
Oh,
right
not
there.
Expected.
You, yes, you. Yeah, come on up.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And your name?
My name is Isabella Pedri.
And what's your position in the Madrigals?
I'm one of the Madrigal singers. I'm a second soprano.
Okay. And how many years have you been doing this?
This is my first year in the Madrigal Choir, but as a junior in high school, this is my third year in the Madrigal Dinner.
Okay. Do you enjoy this?
Oh, I love the Madrigal Dinner. It's probably one of my favorite things coming around in the year. It's something that helps me prep for musical, and it's something that I just love doing.
Okay, do we have any seniors in here? Okay.
Oh, handful. Five, six?
Come on
six.
Over. Both of you, come on over. Grab, each of you grab a... Okay, tell us your names. Pull that down. It moves. Okay, and push it up. What's your name?
I'm Zach Schillen.
I'm Aaron Woodward.
Aaron Wood. And Aaron's been here before. Like we said, she was here for the Little Mermaid.
Zach,
the Littlest
were you here
Mermaid.
Before?
And you're going to be in your senior this year.
Yes, I am.
Where are you going next year?
Well, I'm planning on going to Shasta College for 2 years and getting my AA and then transferring.
Okay. Now, you've been doing this for a long time. What impact has music and the Madrigals had on your life?
Well, since freshman year, I've wanted to be part of this choir. It's been a really big part of my life. In fact, in sixth grade, believe it or not, I thought choral singing was really ridiculous. And now here I am.
Yeah.
And I've learned so much about teamwork and, like Nikolai said, time management and just being a good friend and being a good family member.
That's great.
That's
it's
super.
All about that, isn't it? Okay, let's talk with our gentleman here. And again, your name?
Zach Schoen.
And Zach, you are playing what role?
I'm just a magical singer this year, but...
Well, you're not just a...
No, yeah, this is kind of like saying I'm just a member of the New England Patriots.
I'm on the league. I'm on the league. Yeah. Okay.
Last year I was a knight, a royal knight, like Nikolai. And also last year during the musical, I played Grimsby in The Little
Mermaid.
That's
right. So remember you here
now,
singing before.
Yes.
Do you have to keep a certain GPA to be able to participate in this?
I think you just don't have to fail your classes.
Okay. I mean, it's not, you know, like a, you know, I would think of it, it's kind of like with sports that you have to maintain, you know, a certain level.
Yeah, kids have to be passing.
Yeah.
I don't do a lot of great checks.
Right.
But I have the best kids in the school, so I
just
usually not a problem.
Yeah, everybody seems to be articulate and awake and, like, into it.
So when you're talking time management, and what are you going to do? You're a senior this year. What happens after you graduate?
I'm probably going to graduate and go to a four-year college, probably BYU.
Okay.
That's
and
excellent.
Is music going to be part of your life, you think?
Yeah, I think I'll still carry on with music for a while because it's something that I love doing. It's something that I've loved doing since middle school.
Okay.
I love your comment about that you thought choral singing was geeky or whatever it is. But, you know, I think once you're in it, there's something that happens on a spiritual and an energy level. There's a you know, you're looking at somebody, you have to hear somebody and tune with them, and you're looking them in the eye and understanding your breath. And it's just something that you can't explain it to anybody unless you actually do it yourself. So we do have another set of tickets that we've been blessed to be gifted with today. We're going to pass that on to you. So, Ashley, we are going to take our second caller again. I know the phone's going to ring off the hook, so I've got a double duty for you because we're going to go out with the song, and we appreciate
we
our magical.
Have...
I know, but they're going to do some more.
Okay.
Please, indulge me. Indulge our listeners.
Listening
so
to
much.
The Shasta High School annual, or their the Madrigals, for their annual Madrigal Dinner. They are going to start this on December 4th through the 7th, and the 11th through the 14th. We've been here with Gavin Spencer, who is a musical director at Shasta High, and does a marvelous job. If you could just hear this, I wish you could see all the kids, the young people, the young adults in here, because when they come up for the Madrigal Dinner, you wouldn't recognize them from now and until then. But you get a great dinner. It's a holiday tradition. It's been going on for 40 years. And we have legacies in here. The Jester's family have been doing this for 31.
Over
30 years. Over 30 years in here. Now, you have to purchase these tickets online and in advance at ShastaHighChoir.com.
The tickets that we just gave away were to Joan Tornall. I believe, is it Tornall? Is it Tornay or Tornall?
That's an I at the end of that.
Okay, hear you. Anyway.
Tornite. It's because your ears are wrong.
Okay. So, okay, thanks. So anyway, that is for the December 4th opening night. I can't hear you, of course. So that's for opening night, right?
It's opening night.
Yes, opening night.
How exciting.
We're going to give you a call, Joan, after the show, because this is something you have to redeem. You just can't walk in. Last thoughts?
Get your tickets now. It's going to be a great production this year.
Yeah, we can't wait.
There's music. There's a play that happens throughout the dinner. It's really funny this year. We're about 93-94% sold out. Mm. So there are a few seats left. But
this is in the Frank Lloyd Wright Church. It is just, it takes you over.
Right.
Not a dry eye in the house. It is just transported into the 15th century. We appreciate all of you so very much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having
and
us.
And gracing us with your beautiful voices.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break for the news. In fact, we'll join the news in progress. We'll be right back after the news.
Before the impeachment panel.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the public phase of the impeachment probe entering its second week with 8 witnesses scheduled to testify starting tomorrow. The dragnet is out in Central California after a shooting attack last evening.
Fresno police say 4 people died and 6 more were wounded when unknown suspects sneaked into a backyard filled with people at a party and fired into the crowd. Investigators say they were watching a football game. No one is in custody in connection with the shooting. Police say it's not known if the victims knew the shooter or shooters.
That's correspondent Mike Kempen. It's what chaos sounds like on the streets of Hong Kong, where the new week sees demonstrators once again surging through the streets of the city. Police firing tear gas and rubber bullets as hundreds of protesters are holed up on the campus of a university. Police have laid siege to the campus, trying to force the demonstrators to surrender. Referring to the Hong Kong situation, China's ambassador to Britain is accusing the UK and the US of interfering in China's internal affairs. On Wall Street, the Dow is down a dozen points. The S&P is off 1. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 17 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
More than 7 million children worldwide are being detained. That according to a new UN report, which says the youngsters are being held in immigration facilities, police custody, and in prisons.
Children deprived of their liberty are, the UN says, among the world's most vulnerable, discriminated, and excluded groups. Children with mental health issues or disabilities are disproportionately affected. The report says governments must look for non-custodial solutions for them. At the same time, the number of children detained in migration centres and in camps in war zones is increasing. Here, the report says, children are at risk of abuse and sexual exploitation.
The BBC's Imogen Folks. Russia's foreign ministry says 3 Ukrainian naval ships seized in a shooting confrontation almost a year ago have now been returned to the Ukrainians. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. North Korea responding to a tweet by President Trump hinting at another summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
North Korea says it has no interest in giving President Trump further meetings to brag about unless Pyongyang gets something substantial in return. Monday's statement by the foreign ministry advisor is the latest call by the North for U.S. concessions. This statement comes ahead of a year-end deadline set by Kim Jong-un. The North Korean leader wants the Trump administration to offer mutually acceptable terms for a deal.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Iranian state TV says the country's supreme leader supports the government's decision to hike gas prices and calls those setting fire to public property bandits backed by enemies of Iran. The comments by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei were reported by state TV over the weekend. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. We are. 8:05 in the morning here on the 18th of November. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott, what's the weather look like?
Hey, good morning, everybody. 8 o'clock in the morning. Again, like Carl said, it's the 18th. Unbelievable as we get ready
for... What happened? You know what?
I know.
October, I kind of got a hold on October. September blew, snuck by me. I kind of had a hold on October.
Well,
but then here it is, the 18th of November.
I know. No way. And it feels like early October, the weather. So that's, you know, I mean, yesterday, 85. Are you kidding? So we're kind of, you know, and then I guess it's a shorter year because after Thanksgiving weekend, it's December 1. So I think it is kind of, you know, shocking. Are we going to put trees up in the heat? I hope not. Sunny with a high of 78 today and our overnight lows of 47. Tomorrow calls for a high of 68. Now we're getting there. Low of 47, 66 and sunny and breezy on Wednesday, 66 on Thursday, 69 on Friday. As we progress to Saturday, mostly sunny with 72 and Sunday, 73. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793.
Okay, let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, tonight I think will be a very good meeting at the Reading Patriots because we're going to be showing part two of the ABC documentary, Fire, Power, and Money. This one is going to be focusing on power, electrical power, as well as political power, and that's very relevant in that they're saying that there might be another shut off this week on Wednesday and Thursday, so we'll see what happens. It's supposed to be a wind event this week.
Yeah, they've given out on the weather that we could have one of those days where it's going to be high fire danger, winds are going to be blowing, so don't be surprised if they do cut it back.
Absolutely.
I hope everybody's prepared. I mean, it's been going on long enough that I know a lot of people bought generators and this, but for people that haven't been able to buy a generator or they weren't available, I hope everybody's ready with their, flashlights, flashlight batteries, if they have to leave the area, their go bags, stuff for them, their animals, all of this. It's continuous, and from what PG&E said, this could go on for the next 10 years.
Yes. So that's one of the reasons why this documentary has gotten so much attention, particularly from the judge who is looking at the lawsuit against PG&E. But that will be tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and you can also sign the recall petition there tonight.
Okay. That's the recall Gavin Newsom.
The recall of Gavin Newsom.
How much longer
does
that go on?
It goes until February, middle of February for one and March for the other.
There's two petitions.
There's one. Aaron Kreese has one, and Dr. Feltmire has one.
So there's two different groups trying to impeach him.
Yes.
Did they ever think about maybe getting together?
Yes. Well, they're not together. They have to be done separately. They were done separate, so they have to be separate.
Okay.
Thank you.
It just seems to me as that if they consolidated their efforts, it might be easier.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys.
You bet.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, you know what? This holiday season, it's not enough to spot a great Black Friday deal on a big screen or a TV or a sweater. You're going to need to consider whether you want to take out a loan at the checkout, too. Walmart is offering a new way to borrow clothes, and many other retailers are looking into this. Electronics, furniture, and sporting goods. It's an alternative to cash and credit cards. Think of this one as a new way to buy now, pay later by breaking up payments into monthly installments. The title
is called layaway.
You can take it now.
Except you walk out with it.
You walk out with it. Initially introducing installment loans in February. Plenty of other retailers are playing the same game to get your money. Point of sales loans, a way to borrow money to buy specific things, are likely to be hot this holiday season. And isn't that interesting? It's a way to get... Another way to go further in debt.
Well, how are they going to check that, I wonder? I mean, I'm just wondering how they would check that.
Easy.
You know, they come up and say, hey, I want to buy this. Maybe it's a limit. Maybe it's saying, hey, I want to buy this 86-inch big-screen TV that does everything. And they say, okay, that'll be $1,200 or $1,500. And then so you take out a loan that says, okay, you can pay it off in 6 months at, you know, $200 a month.
Well, like, for instance, they do that on QVC. Anybody who does shopping online, you know, you get your six easy payments. So if you don't want to spend $240, you can split it up. But QVC. So, like, for instance, you want to buy a Shinola watch, whatever that is. With shimmering stripes at Anthropology, which is a store we don't have here in Reading. It's a nice brand store elsewhere. You can have it in just four easy payments online for $35 with Afterpay.
Yep, and it has to be done every 2 weeks. And then if you don't make that payment, you'll also get you'll get paid late fees. So this goes, wait a minute, pull that one back down about that watch, which is, the other way. One more up. Never mind. Okay. you're going the opposite direction when I say it. Anyway, but here's the problem with that. People are going into debt even more. If you look at the number of people that are saving money it started going up. For a long time, people weren't saving money. Now they're saying is that more people are saving money. Credit cards are still horrendous if you look across America and how much people owe. But what this does is you go up, they'll give you this, and you're going to pay them $104 a month with a 10% annual payment. This will help some people if it's a 10%, it's cheaper to put it on that than it is on your credit card, probably, but it still puts you in debt.
Well, there's a new Affirm app when buying and shopping elsewhere. Even though this is what they say, a cool Yule deal, if you want to buy a bike or something for your girlfriend, or are we looking at high-tech way to load up on debt to buy something you really can't afford?
Right. Hey, our 8 o'clock guest at 5 this morning gave us a call and said that they were not going to make it because of that they managed to pick up on Friday, and they're still trying to get rid of it at this point. So rest of this morning, it's going to be open line, and we're going to talk about a number of different things. One of the things, of course, is we had Joe Comente on the other day talking about the tax, the proposed sales tax. Nick called, and Nick was not convinced he's convinced that the jail is a good idea, but he's not convinced that the money going to all the different places along with the jail was. So we're going to give Nick and Terry a chance. I think I've already got them scheduled to come in and to talk about this. The other side of the proposed sales tax, no matter which side you're on, I think everybody agrees that we need a place to put the people that are arrested. Again, this weekend, you see people that were arrested with five semi-automatic rifles, pistols, ammunition, high-capacity magazines. They were caught. They were for something else totally, but then they found these weapons there. They're felons. They should have never had these firearms. And I'm still trying to figure out, how did they get their hands on it? And I'm want to talk to the police, and perhaps they can tell us without, you know, giving up names and all this. How did they get these guns? This is the second. This is the second, like 3 days in a row that we've had felons carrying guns. And I'm not talking about a little 22. I'm talking about some serious firepower here. That and many more things we're going to talk about after the break. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Three locations. One, of course, in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. The other two right here in Redding at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Center. The Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. Your friends are in there. They're professional. Their customer service is outstanding. And they want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. You can learn more online at bankcornerstone.com or just stop in. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:15 in the morning. 52 degrees out there, going to 78 today.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and
1460
AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Give us a call at 605-4567, open line today. Today's the 18th of November. It's 8:19 in the morning. 54 degrees out there, going up to 78 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Yep. This segment of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years on all makes and models of air conditioning and heating systems. It is eventually going to get really cold. It's getting down into the, you know, it gets down in the 40s at night and all those, 30s. Have you had your furnace checked to make sure the filters are clear, that the air ducts are okay? If it's just working efficiently, it's not going to run your electricity bill up very high. Call Alliance Heating and Air. Total professionals, on time, know what they're doing, in and out, and you'll be extremely happy with the service of Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, you heard that because the Colin Kaepernick saga continues. You can remember like 3 years ago, Colin Kaepernick, started kneeling, which caused a great deal of consternation and probably is still having an effect on the NFL to this day. He was cut from his team, not for that, but because he was relegated to backup quarterback because he wasn't producing, according to the San Francisco 49ers. Since then, he has not been signed by another team. There was a lawsuit saying they all colluded against Colin Kaepernick. It was settled out of court. I don't know what for what. So, all you know, people are saying that, you know, he could play in the NFL. So the NFL said, okay, look, I'm inviting everybody, all the teams, the general managers, their scouts, to come down. We'll film it. We're going to do it at the Atlanta Falcons Stadium. We're going to film it. He wanted to bring his own receivers, which are fine. And we want to, and we'll send this film to every team in the National Football League. Okay. Well, the day before, Kaepernick says, or just hours before, says, I don't want to do it there. I want to do it at this high school where I've been working out at. Well, that kind of caused a lot of consternation because everybody was down at the stadium, and the other place was an hour away. Well, a couple of the scouts and some more people went up there to watch him, and they filmed it. And he wanted his own people filming it too, and that was fine with them. What happened is that according to the people that saw it, even though he hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL since the 2016 series, and nearly 3 years after appearing against the Seahawks in the final week of the season, it doesn't appear that people are really that interested in him. Well, an NFL executive told ESPN his arm talent was elite and that he threw the ball well. Kaepernick left the field without a team and still out of the NFL. Now, you can say this for a number of reasons, but Tony Dungy, who, in my opinion, is probably one of the better coaches has ever coached in the NFL, said it's not the fact that he can throw the ball. I would have to sit down with him and see if he wanted to play and fit into the system. It's not enough to be able to throw the ball. We've had, you know, there's quarterbacks out there that can throw the ball 100 yards.
Is he a team player? Can he play on a team?
In the system.
Right.
And he says, And that's what people are concerned about. It's not, I'm the most important part. Everything has to revolve around me. It's a team effort.
Right.
And it's hard the quarterbacks are the ones that are leading the team. And you can't, if you're not willing to play in the system and play, and to devote yourself to that system, then you're not going to play. And I think this is what it is. And this is Dungy, who I respect. He said it's not his physical abilities. It's this.
And this is what's got teams scared. Before they have to, you know, before they put out millions, literally millions of dollars, are you going to be able to use him?
Right.
So,
are they going to give you two?
And then here is an example of it. They were, he could have gone down to the tryout, and instead he changed everything so it came around him. And this right there scares off general managers and it scares off coaches. No matter, you know, if his arm is elite.
Right. I have to interrupt right now. There's a traffic hazard on Churn Creek, south of Churn Creek,
Do you have that?
So, okay, Weeks Road.
It's at Weeks Road, which is on the south end of Churn Creek, since it's kind of a long road. There is a cow that's been spotted in the roadway, and it is still causing issues almost 15 minutes after. So if you are traveling in the south end of Churn Creek, that area, please be aware and try to avoid the area if you can.
Okay, thank you. All right, are you finished with the comment on
it
Kaepernick?
Because for years this has been going on. The NFL was hammered about this because other players kneeled. A lot of people just didn't watch that year. And to today, you'll go and look at pro games, and there'll be a lot of empty seats in the stadium. I mean, lots of empty seats in the stadium. And then when you go to watch a college game, there isn't a, you know, for the games like Alabama and LSU and all these. I mean, people are standing outside watching it on TV. And not every college fills up the stadiums, of course. But, when you get 100,000 fans in to watch a college football game and you can't put seats, you can't put people into seats in the NFL, well, that has a big impact. And I think part of that started with Colin Kaepernick. Because people were saying, wait a minute, you know, this guy is making literally tens of millions of dollars a year, and it's not enough. And I understand what he was saying, that there, you know, that, you know, the United States isn't perfect. Okay, I understand that. And I understand that there's bigotry and racism, and I understand that life's not fair in other ways. But I also understand is that there's ways of standing for this and getting a podium for this. And this just offended many people that the players wanted to kneel, and they took it as a personal insult to the not only the flag, but for those people that fought for this country. So anyway, it changed the whole dichotomy. He had that one act which spread changed the NFL.
Well, do you know what?
Which is, if you wanted to do that, it was he did it.
Well, you know what offends me, and I've come upon an article that I think is great. It's about this Adelphi University had a class where nearly two dozen students had to make it a full week without their cell phones. Can I hear hallelujah? I know that Thanksgiving's coming up. We're all going to be around family and our kids and our grandkids. And I'm wondering, do you teach your family cell phone etiquette? And what does cell phone etiquette mean to you? Does it bother you when a cell phone is on the table? If you're a doctor, and you're on call, to me, that's the only exception. Because otherwise you're going to have friends and people and, oh, notifications. And it's, to me, it's just downright rude. So what's happening with these students, which I think was just wonderfully and fearless for them. When one kid said, I'm freaking out, I could probably cry right now. They're realizing that these kids get the shakes. It's an addiction. Now, if you look at when we're watching the NFL or we're watching some of these, every commercial is about being plugged in. A phone. A watch phone. A phone. It's all about being plugged in. Nothing wrong with being plugged in, but can you be unplugged? Can you be without? I tell my friends when they text me or they send me something, I personally say, look, sometimes I put my phone away at 5, I make dinner, I am not checking my phone till the next day. If they really needed to get a hold of me, they know my home phone number, or they could come to my house. But I am not going to live my life by my phone. And I know it's my age, you know, maybe it is my age, I'm just not really sure. But I don't know, how do you feel when somebody has their cell phone and you're at lunch and their cell phone is on the table and they're looking at it? How does it make you feel?
I've got one better than that. We were in San Francisco with my sister, and they were visiting, and we were down in San Francisco having a really nice breakfast. One other person in the restaurant with us there in the hotel, and she was like 4 or 5 tables away. It wasn't like she was right next to us. She gets on her cell phone, and she was so loud that it only took like a minute before all of us started getting offended. And, you know, and to this day, I wish I had walked over there and sat down across from her at the table and started talking to her in a loud voice. And then maybe she would have realized that what she was doing was totally inconsiderate, and she shouldn't be doing that. And next time I will do that. Just go over and sit with them and go, hey, you know what? I thought I could be part of your conversation since you're obviously part of ours right now.
We got to take a break, but when we come back, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about what it is to be in the North State, some of the great things going on, and we have to get going. It's 8:30.
And also a mass shooting in Fresno that they're trying to figure this one out. And also the Record Searchlight, our local paper, whom I think that without a local paper, a community is not quite totally a community without that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at B&T Satellite. B&T Satellite has got a special program going on for our veterans and our first responders and our active duty military called the Stars and Stripes Packages. Even though that Veterans Day is over, they're still offering this package, which includes free movie rental fees, upgrades, all of these things. And it's offered by Doug Tooley at B&T Satellite, a veteran himself. Don't call the 800 number. Call local. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH. 8:31 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, Nancy. Hi, Helen. What's the story, Mona Glory? What's the tone, Nightingale? Tell me quick about Hugo and Tim. Hi, Margie. Hi, Alice. What's the story, Mona Glory? What's the word, Hummingbird? Have you heard about Hugo and Tim? Get everything at Tim.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter
about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off my leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 835 in the morning, 52 degrees going up to 72 today, here on the 18th of November. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this segment. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster, has been doing this for over a quarter of a century. He's been to a number of different schools. He guarantees his work for life. You're not going to find somebody better than him that's going to fix that little bitty chip in your windshield, which can grow into a crack easily and quickly, or cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. This is Jeff Wurst, a veteran-owned business. Totally recommend Jeff. You're not going to be disappointed. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 241-8373. And for you RV drivers, and you get that little chip on that huge windshield, I see them in there a lot where he repairs those windshields and saves them a lot of money. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 836 in the morning. And I want to talk, in Fresno had a mass shooting. It appears that there was a party. And down in Fresno,
they were watching football.
They were watching football
in the backyard.
And unknown suspects snuck into the backyard party while a group of people were watching the Los Angeles Rams Chicago Bears Sunday night football game at a home in Fresno's southeast side, about a half mile from the Fresno airport. About 35 people were in attendance. Luckily, no children. Shooters opened fire on the 10 people in the yard, while the remaining attendees inside the house were unharmed. They killed three there. The three were killed right there. The fourth died in the hospital. It's unclear if more than one shooter was involved, and the police and the victims likely did not know the suspects. No one's been arrested, and it doesn't appear to be gang-related. All the victims were Asian men ranging from ages of 25 to 35.
I don't know how that's okay. Okay. Well, let's go to the phones.
Well, they don't know that it's that or not.
Right.
If it was gang related.
Well, how could you just have a group of people, if they know that you're watching football in the backyard with your family gathering, and then a bunch of thugs come and shoot everybody? That is a little, to me, territorial turf gang.
Well, it
says it all over it.
It says that, and it says also is that, you know, it was nobody in the backyard, which is where the shooting occurred from. And you look at they had an overhead shot of the neighborhood. It looks just like any other neighborhood there. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, row houses or anything like that. This was just a neighborhood. But yeah, it sounds like to me there should be some more released on it. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, I've got to give you guys kudos. You two are amazing. You know that you have done something that has answered the complete problem we have with politicians in our country. No, did you know that, you two?
Okay, I can't wait. I can't wait. I don't know. I can't wait. Come on.
Okay, well, here's how you did it. It's great. We talked about this yesterday on Sovereign Minds. We talked about it on Jefferson State of Mind. In the bathroom at KCNR Studios, This is a sign that should be hung in Washington in every stall that there is. It says, to properly flush, please hold handle down until bowl is clear.
we have that at our house, too.
You know why we do that, don't you?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, that's what we need to do with some of these politicians.
How about for Washington, D.C., hold the handle down till bowl is empty? I tell you what, Terry, you know, it's getting to the point that I did see that they actually passed a bill, and it wasn't anything like the infrastructure or the border or anything like that. But they did. It was some kind of bipartisan bill that was signed, but I can't remember it because it wasn't anything that was, it seemed to be that important. But they did manage to get together and get a bill through. I don't know how many others go through there every day. It'd be interesting to find out if they're actually still working on Capitol Hill, if the whole thing is stopped because of impeachment proceedings.
Well, I know Representative De Leon in the state of California has told the Senate and the Assembly to pass any law you want because they'll have to take us to court to change it. And, of course, when the people of California take the legislative body or take anything to court, we're paying for that court case, and the court case is being paid for by the state with our taxpayer money. So we're paying both ways.
Oh, yeah, we are. Not only do we have to pay for the court case with our own money, if we're fighting the state, we have to pay for it with our own money.
Right.
And then if we win and they say, okay, you've got to kick in some money, state, it's our own money that they're kicking
right.
in.
Right.
Yeah.
It's great. And I'll leave you with this. You know, here's the bottom line to everything. Politicians and people who are in government, even local government, think we're stupid. And the one example I'll give you in local government is a situation where they're talking about 300 bad guys on the street, and we don't have enough jail beds. Well, if we have the really, really bad guys on the street, why don't we take the less bad guys that are in jail, let them go, and put the really, really bad guys in jail?
Well, let's think of it like this. Maybe the really, really, really bad guys are in jail, and so we have really, really bad guys that are out. We need a bigger jail.
The bad guy you and your wife have talked about the last couple of days that got arrested with drugs, and he was on probation, and he was on parole, and he was on everything you could think of, and he still had guns and drugs and everything in his house. That's a really, really bad guy. I'll bet you there's one guy or gal in jail that aren't that bad.
Well, I would hope that. So, but tomorrow you and Nick are going to be on. We're going to discuss this.
We will. And, you know, the thing is that with an oversight committee of people who are just from the community, they have no teeth over a bill or a law or how money is spent by the Board of Supervisors. I don't care how much you listen to them. It's advisory only. But they're using that.
No, and that's absolutely true. We've learned that at the city.
It's terrible.
But there's a difference between a general fund and a specific tax also.
All right, my friend.
We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Thank you for the sign. We're going to use that as our slogan from now on.
There you go, buddy. Thanks.
You bet.
Okay, I wanted to talk about the Shasta. I wanted to talk about the record searchlight. I like the record searchlight. I think, like I say, a community needs a paper. But I'm concerned that the paper is moving to an area where the majority of the way the community thinks is not, the paper doesn't reflect that. And then I'm concerned because we get the Sunday paper every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and we enjoy sitting down at breakfast and reading the paper, drinking coffee, and looking at our paper, enjoying our paper. Well, I looked at it this time, and the first five pages was not one article, not one, not on the front page, not on page 2, 3, 4, 5, was there one local article. The only thing local in it were obituaries, and the obituaries are starting to take over the Sunday paper. But then when you get to page 6, it becomes the editorial page. And one editorial was how screwed up Trump is. The other one is how we have to crack down on cops, on those dirty cops. Well, after doing all this, and we talked a little bit about it, it's been in the paper, or it's been online all week, was that there's 80 cops that they found that have got, you know, that are still working, that have maybe a DUI, they have things in there, right? Okay. The local police, local agencies take care of that. Of course, the unions have a lot to say. So this is something, okay, I can understand a one-day on this. But this has been going on for days. And then the other opinion piece was written by Russell Hunt, who the paper has taken particular glee in harpooning him every chance they get about how he's not this, he's a felon, he's unstable, blah, blah, blah. This is what the paper has done. But then they print a piece written by Russell Hunt about the county being targeting him, the people that do the permitting and the ones that do code enforcement are after him and all these. And then the next page over was the letters to the editor, which, you know, is everybody's opinion. My concern on this whole thing is that everything I saw in the paper, with a couple exceptions, just a couple in that front page, was things that had been online all week, and in fact longer than all week in Reading.com, the online record searchlight. It was just kind of a regurgitation of what I'd been reading all week long. There wasn't anything new in there except somebody had been arrested here, or there was a car wreck there. There was nothing different. The only thing that I saw new, and then I saw that earlier in David Bendis, who I think writes great articles.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, man, he does. He does. He
the
is
Buzz
right
on the
there,
Street.
Buzz
yeah.
on the Street. Big shout out for Dave, but yeah. I read it earlier in the week about the Shopko Shopping Center and one of the motels that were closed down because of the fact they were, you know, all the drugs, prostitution, crime, and all that maybe being sold. I think I wrote a letter to the editor, not a letter, but an email saying, hey, you know what? We need your paper. But the things you're putting in there on one day was just totally, everything, totally Trump should be impeached. Okay, but there's other viewpoints, like USA Today, which they put that editorial in there. It's time for, you know, he's bad, he needs to go. They write another editorial. There's always the other side. We never see the other side, it seems like. Now, this may be because USA Today controls them down to that point. And if that's the case, that's too bad because we're losing that flavor. I remember when Bruce Ross used to write editorials all mm-hmm. the time. Now, you know, you can never tell if Bruce was Republican or a Democrat. When Bruce went to work for Daly, I was totally surprised because I didn't even know if he was a Republican, but he has been for years. But you never could tell because he wrote both sides. And what happened to that? What happened to an editorial that doesn't come from somebody that's not living here, that's not on the paper itself, writing about the city? Look at all the things that could be written in there, the tax, that, you know, they put it in there, you know, as news, but they don't write opinion pieces. Or people don't write that editorial that says, this is what's going on. This is something we have to look at. This is something, what editorials do that reflect our community.
Well, this is what why Donnie Greenberg, you know, she started her online magazine, A News Cafe. It's very, very popular, but it's online. And this is what we're talking about, or what I'm missing, is a newspaper. And I know that it's going to be archaic. In the future, there will be no newspaper. Everything will be online. But I can you imagine, you know, the subway on the way to New York and everybody's got on a tablet? I mean, there's something about having the book or the paper in your hand. Is it something that's just an aged thing? We grew up like that, so that's what we as our comfort zone. Because I do like to pore over a paper. I like to pore over a few papers, but, you know, I'm limited here unless we have things sent to us, you know. But anyway, so I'm just curious about, you know, where are we going? I mean, the future looks like it's all digital and just like your bills. You know, so some of us still like to write an old-fashioned check and put a check in the mail, you know, and not do everything digitally. So anyway, it's just we're a complete time change right now.
We are. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's Last Stronghold, a place to get a haircut that you'll never be sorry about because they do such a great job. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. Been with us the whole time that we've been on the air. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:48 in the morning here on the 18th. 54 degrees going up to 76 today. We'll be right back.
Bullets are in urge, they think they got us, though they got us.
No!
Even though we ain't got hats or badges, we're a union just by staying strong. And the world will know.
Premier, your friendly old change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
best service yet, guys. Thanks.
Gene commented,
always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient.
Pat wrote,
the crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out.
Lindsay said,
we always come here, amazing and fast.
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Turnpike.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to KCNR. Thank God the cameras aren't live right now.
I'm just busting a few moves here.
Celebrating 10 years on the air. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, we're streaming. This is Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio.
Took your breath away, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did. That was just an interesting, kind of a semi-floss. I'm not really sure what you were doing. But anyway.
That was my skiing moves.
Whatever. Today will be, our temperatures will be out 78, our lows of 47. Tuesday calls for 68, and our overnight lows of 47. 66 on Wednesday, 66 on Thursday. We have clear skies, maybe a sunny breeze, a little maybe partial cloudy, but that's where we're going to be heading through the weekend as well. with our 66 on Friday, Saturday 72, and Sunday 73. As we go into Thanksgiving weekend, it's going to be a beautiful week.
Yeah.
It's like no rain in the forecast.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. We're one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals. They're working with our VA clinic to be able to see our veterans so they don't have to travel for 3 or 4 hours to seek treatment. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Okay. The Redding Veterans Home on Saturday, November the 23rd, at the Grape Ranch Golf Course is going to have a tournament, 9-hole scramble. It's going to be $200. Hole sponsorship, $100. It covers for $200 for a team. Green fees, golf carts, lunches, first and second prizes for the scramble, competition for best ball closest to the pin. Give them a call at 547-3012. Again, proceeds go into the Redding Veterans Home. I want to remind everybody also that downtown is enforcing their two-hour on-the-street parking zones Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., to provide as much parking as possible for the downtown area. And I will say is that they haven't before. As you know, it's kind of hit or miss. You know, you kind of take, okay, do I put in the quarter or
no,
whatever?
I got a ticket out in front.
I know, but they started enforcing. Yeah, but that was a while ago.
Not because
but
of
now
the 2 hours, but because my meter died. Yeah. You know, my meter went out. Yeah. So,
hey, you know, people say that your military service helps you get elected if you served in the military. Well, not so fast. That the Washington Times did an analysis of the 2014, 16, and 18 election cycles, found that veterans scored no better than their civilian counterparts. In fact, data from the past 3 rounds of congressional contests shows that veterans lost more races than they won, raising questions about the effectiveness of aggressive efforts by Republicans and Democrats to recruit retired service members for public office. I think, you know, it was like 47.8 success, 52% not. Now, the thing about it is, I understand that. I appreciate a veteran's service. It doesn't necessarily mean I vote for them because they are a veteran. I try to look at the person. Well, I don't try. I do. I look at the person. I look at what they're talking about. I look what they stand for. I mean, if I have somebody, and I'll just admit it, that they could be an Army, Air Force, Marine veteran, and if their viewpoints are totally different than mine, I'm not going to support them. But I really believe that one – okay. Here I am. I believe that. But I really believe that before you run for office at that high level, at the national level, you ought to have some kind of community service, whether it's the military or something else, so that these people understand what it's like to be there.
What about civil service? What does that mean to you?
Civil service is just somebody that works in the bureaucracy. And that's what it is, the bureaucracy of the city, state, or the national.
So what kind of service?
City, county.
Now, in your realm of what you think is good.
Somebody goes back out and they serve this nation, whether it's as, helping, to take care of people. It could be
mission work?
Well, not necessarily mission work, but they had the Peace Corps. They have people that come out and they serve this country for 2, 3, 4 years. You know, when they get out of college or at some point in their life, sometimes when they're retired, they go out. But I think that there should be some kind of national service in their background, and they shouldn't just run because they've been an organizer or they made a lot of money in business world. I think they've got to have given back. Now, that's just my opinion. And I really believe that there should be some form of national service for everybody. From when they graduate from high school, that they do a year, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. What about in school? Like, say if you're involved with an organization like Brownies, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Eagle Scouts, that's service.
But it doesn't.
Those are organizations that you're doing for others.
That's not serving, leaving home, and doing something with others to
build
protect
America
or build America.
Okay.
That's perfect. to build, help build America. So that's just my thought. Hey, tomorrow, Kim Mary's going to join me about 8 o'clock, but we're also going to have Terry Raposa and Nick is coming in to discuss the sales tax proposed. The, as you can probably imagine, that, but while they believe, both Terry and Nick believe, I don't want to put words in their mouth, that we need a jail facility, they don't agree on how this one is going. So it'll be a wide open debate and discussion, so feel free to hop in tomorrow. Everybody, have a great day. It's Monday. We're getting close to Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is probably one of the, it's probably my favorite holiday because, one, we get to see our family, and you get to sit down that day and think about all the things that we can be, how much we should appreciate what we have, because this is the greatest country in the world, and it offers so much to everybody.
And giving thanks is such an important part. It's for your soul and for the soul of others to have gratitude, give thanks, and think about what you can do to be kind to one another, and what can you do for your country and for your neighbor.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.